We have lit three candles, one for hope, for peace and for joy. And today we light the fourth candle, the candle of love. With this flame, we signify the love of God that surrounds and fills us all at this time. But we recognize in a special way in the Christmas story. There is no greater power than love. It is stronger than rulers and empires, stronger than grief or despair, stronger even than death. We love because God loves us. We say together, loving God, we open ourselves to you this Christmas season. As these candles are lit, light our lives with your imagination. Show us the creative power of hope. Teach us the peace that comes from justice. Fill us with the kind of joy that cannot be contained but must be shared. Magnify your love within us. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you, that we may walk in the light of Christ. Amen. And now the great news is, because we're all at our own homes, we can sing. Hurrah! So let's sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Mm. O little town of Bethlehem.
Oh,
So we join together to pray. Let us pray. God of signs, we confess that we do not find it easy to read your signs. We confess that we don't even always notice them. Even though you have entrusted us with the calling to identify and read the signs of the times, we too easily assume that we understand and neglect to discern what you are telling us. God of signs, your prophet continues to question us. Is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? For we acknowledge that we find excuses to prevent us from encountering your signs. We need a newborn nudge. So come among us again that we might stir. God of signs, like Joseph too, we find ways of allowing fear to consume us, seeing quickly the reasons why we need to hide from reality. But come through messengers of courage, exhorting us, do not be afraid. So may we listen and wake out of our sleep, that we would share new life with you. God of signs and God of courage, give us the grace of Emmanuel. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So we have three readings from the story that we would share today. The first is to be read to us by Ray Erskine. It's the story of the prophet Isaiah, who has a vision of the one who was to come, who would draw all to himself, all nations and all creatures.
The readings from Isaiah chapter 11, reading from verse 1. The royal line of David. The royal line of David is like a tree that has been cut down, but just as new branches sprout from a stump, so a new king will arise from among David's descendants. The Spirit of the Lord will give him wisdom and the knowledge and skill to rule his people. He will know the Lord's will and have reverence for him and find pleasure in obeying him. He will not judge by appearance or hearsay. He will judge the poor fairly and defend the rights of the helpless. At his command, the people will be punished, and evil persons will die. He will rule his people with justice and integrity. Wolves and sheep will live together in peace, and leopards will lie down with young goats. Calves and lion cubs will feed together, and the little children will take care of them. Cows and bears will eat together, and their calves and cubs will lie down in peace. Lions will eat straw as cattle do. Even a baby will not be harmed if it plays near a poisonous snake. On Zion's God's sacred hill, there will be nothing harmful or evil, The land will be as full of knowledge of the Lord as the seas are full of water.
Shepherd, you know I am. And I want to be just like King David. He started out as a shepherd boy too. Look where he ended up. He's so great. I always carry my slingshot and a big bag of smooth round stones, ready to fight my own battles, just like him. So Granny, here's what happened. The sheep were settled. Everyone was asleep. Granddad was snoring. And then suddenly, this loud noise. And I whipped up my slingshot and grabbed a stone. But it was the most beautiful singing. And oh, the light! Bright as the noonday sun. And a voice said, "Don't be afraid." And I wasn't. There were angels, Granny. Angels sent for us with news. The Messiah is born. The Messiah, Granny. And we were told we could go and see him asleep in a food trough. So we went. We just left the sheep on the hill! Granddad, come tell Granny what we saw!
So So let's join together to sing Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
Wake up. Wake up. Please, I know it's early. Just listen. Look, I know I'm not a young man. I could never hope for a woman like Mary to be my wife or for children. So that marriage contract was a blessing on me. But Mary came to my workshop last night. She said, I need to tell you, I'm pregnant. Pregnant? I was speechless. No, I'm not the father. She said she'd conceived by the Holy Spirit. Well, that really didn't help. But she was convinced. Of course, I knew she must have been with another man. She said an angel had told her that her baby was going to change the world. So naive. But I was torn. You know, I mean, my hopes and dreams destroyed, yet my heart went out to her. Anyway, what could I do? Sacrifice my morals for her reputation? Well, more or less decided there and then to end the marriage contract. Quietly, though. But I told her I needed to sleep on it. But just now, when I was sleeping, I was dreaming, and I can't explain it, but there was something immense and beautiful.
So let's listen to the story of the birth of Jesus as it is recorded in Matthew's Gospel, and Janine Goddard will read this to us.
The birth of Jesus Christ. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, all this happened in order to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true. A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to do. but he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son, and Joseph named him Jesus. Amen.
Wake up. Wake up. Please, I know it's early. Just listen. Look, I know I'm not a young man. I could never hope for a woman like Mary to be my wife or for children. So that marriage contract was a blessing on me. But Mary came to my workshop last night. She said, I need to tell you, I'm pregnant. Pregnant? I was speechless. No, I'm not the father. She said she'd conceived by the Holy Spirit. Well, that really didn't help. But she was convinced. Of course, I knew she must have been with another man. She said an angel had told her that her baby was going to change the world. So naive. But I was torn. You know, I mean, my hopes and dreams destroyed, yet my heart went out to her. Anyway, what could I do? Sacrifice my morals for her reputation? Well, more or less decided there and then to end the marriage contract. Quietly, though. But I told her I needed to sleep on it. But just now, when I was sleeping, I was dreaming, and I can't explain it, but there was something immense and beautiful. And now I just know I have to trust her and stand by her. I'm convinced this baby is going to heal and save the world. Anyway, I'm going round there now. I'm going to marry Mary at once. And I need you to tell everyone that I'm the father of this child. Okay? Have you got that? Me. And there will never have been any parents more full of hope and love than us. Okay. Thanks. Thanks. You can go to sleep now.
So would you like to, at the front, underneath your faces, you'll see there's a chat function. Would you like to give us some suggestions of things and people, situations that you feel that we should be praying about at this time? Would you like to type me some suggestions? Everybody, what you got, Jack? What should we be praying about? Anybody got any ideas? Let me... What should we be praying for at this time? Suggestions, please. Thank you. Just type them in. Beautiful. So you'll see on this in your chat function a whole list of suggestions, but I'll use them to pray. So now let us pray. Lord our God, for us, at this time, we are overwhelmed by fear and anxiety about COVID. So we pray for a swift recovery from our world. And we pray particularly for our country. We pray for all those who find themselves in tier four. And for those who now will be spending Christmas alone. People who've had their plans radically changed. Pray for those who are lonely and those who are unhappy. For those whose plans have been spoiled.
who can't have a happy Christmas, knowing, Lord our God, that Christmas itself is not cancelled. We pray for those who are in care homes and the staff. For people who are on the streets over Christmas. We pray for our hospitals. And we pray for people who've received information about their health that isn't COVID related, but is life ending. And we pray for those who have lost people during 2020. And we pray for those, all those for whom Christmas is an evocative time, a time to remember those who now rest with you. For those who are unwell. For those people who discover that they are poor. Those who knew they were, and those who discover it when they compare themselves with what everybody else is doing. And Lord, we pray for peace. For peace and understanding in our troubled world. We pray for those that we love. For those whose situations have touched us. For those that we know who are overwhelmed by fear. And we pray for ourselves. Lord, we place ourselves and our concerns, our heartfelt pleas, we bring them to you and place them in your hands. And we do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So it's great to see Nigel with us today. Hello, Nigel. Great to see you, man. Good to see you. And you see, if we were meeting in a space, Nigel wouldn't be with us today. So that's a plus of the season, eh? Yeah. After yet another family tragedy, Olive Springham will be moving this week. So she goes with our love and our best wishes as she's moving to Norfolk. Well, she was till Saturday at 4 o'clock. No, I think you can still move house. We've all got a new address. And if you haven't got Olive's new address, get in touch and we'll get that to you. Remember her at this time of transition. Those of you who knew Margaret Jones, who was a woman who started coming to worship with us a long time ago, she used to come with her sister Leanne, and she also came with a woman called Joan Butler, all of whom have now died. Margaret Jones herself has died just a few months short of her 100th birthday. And could you please pray for her nieces and nephews and friends, those who've supported her in her old age, and now she rests. And we'll pass on funeral details when we have them. The carol singing that was due to be happening tomorrow is now not. It's gone. The Christian Aid Committee think it's not wise. We would like to thank all the knitters, the bakers, the makers, the deliverers, those who've been producing things for people over this time, those who have been delivering sheep and cards and cakes and gifts. We thank you, thank you, thank you, all those workers, those who've been posting, and thank you very much. Thank you, organisers. Can we see the slide? Here we are. Can we see the sheep? Look at that collection. Fantastic. And I know, just before you all see it, I know you'd want one, but you're not having it. You had to prize them out of families. Fantastic. Thank you very much, all you knitters. Thanks for Linda for organising that. Great. Thank you. No, there is not a hippo among the sheep. Behave yourself. With tier four coming in, we've had a bit of a conversation among the elders about what this means and what it should look like as regards the two acts of worship that we are due to have in the building over the season. I think we are where we are is that we will continue. We will continue masks, sanitize, track and trace. But the main thing to say to everybody, if you feel anxious, if you feel concerned, stay away. Everybody has to make their own choices. Everybody has to, you know, the balance of risk for your physical health, your mental health, the whole thing. So do not come, nobody feeling obligated. That's it. Which means that if you turn up on a Sunday, you might well find that you've got a job. And if you get given a job, get over yourself and crack on, because you know that other people said they would and now they can't, blah, blah, blah. So that's where we are. And you also now know that because of all of this, we're going to have to get some cameras. We're going to have to get better broadband in the building, and that's going to cost us money. And guess whose money that is? Ours. So that work has got to be going on quietly in the background. And so if you need help with your knowing how to give electronically, then ask or send checks and we'll put them in the bank. We can do that for you. So there'll be carols, 5 o'clock today, no singing, of course, signing, but no singing, masks. Christmas Eve, we have a service at 4 o'clock, Chris Dingle on Zoom. If you want kit for that and you haven't got it, or you want kit for somebody you know and you haven't got it, ask and we'll get that to you. 11:30, it will be in the building, and it will include the sacrament of baptism as well as the sacrament of Holy Communion. Julian will be baptized on Christmas Eve. And Christmas Day, 10 o'clock on Zoom. And remember the rules, Christmas Day morning, posh frocks, Christmas ties, Christmas socks, get your Christmas jumper out. Come on, you can do it. Put your silly hat on. Time to celebrate. Let's crack on. There's not much else that's fun. Let's do it. And if anybody, because everybody's at home Christmas, if anybody's got a bit of an inkling to make something happen for everybody else, then let me know and we'll make that happen. I think that's everything, apart from one last thing. A heartfelt apology to Ray Erskine. Heartfelt. When we were all getting together for a wee chat with the elders, an electronic chat, I said as my wee last line, a bit of good news. Well, at least Bill Bailey won Strictly. At the point that Ray Erskine was reading through that message, she had it all recorded, ready to watch. I'm sorry, Ray. I'm sorry. I apologise. I'm reserving.
I'm sure she wanted Bill anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure you wanted Bill anyway. Come on. There's a bit of good news then. So now we're going to move for Holy Communion. And I will dedicate our gifts of money and gifts of bread and wine. So let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord our God, on those of us who offer our gifts. We know that what we bring is not perfect. We know that what we bring is not complete. But we offer ourselves. We offer ourselves in your service. We offer money as a sign that we offer that which is precious to us. And we offer produce of bread and wine. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all these gifts, that these, the ordinary things of our earth, would tell a message of you born among us, and you able to transform these things and even us. Thanks be to God. Amen. So let us pray. Lord, we gather at your table. We gather thanks to the electronics. We gather at your table. We are not here because we are worthy. We are here because you have invited us. Thank you. And thank you for those that we eat with at your table. And thank you for those that we have eaten with through the years. Thank you for that great company of the saints. And thank you that people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and will gather at your table. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And hear the narrative of the institution. This is 1 Corinthians 11, read in the Message translation. Let me go over with you again what goes on in the Lord's Supper and why it is so centrally important. I received my instructions from the Master himself and passed them on to you. The Master Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, took bread. Having given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this to remember me." After supper, he did the same thing with the cup. "This cup is my blood, my new covenant with you. Each time you drink this cup, remember me." What you must solemnly realize is that every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you reenact in your words and actions the death of the Master. You will be drawn back to this meal again and again until the Master returns. You must never let familiarity breed contempt. So let us pray. Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, you came among us baptizing with fire and light, calling us to the true vocation of humanity, to reflect the glory of our Creator. We thank you for your work among us, how you gathered and how you spoke. How you ate and drank, how you left us your spirit to lift us up and to hold us in your light. We praise you because you have come to us and keep coming to us and come to us in bread and wine and come to us in one another. Thank you. Lord, we pray. Amen. He took bread, blessed it and broke it and said, "This is my body which is broken for you." He took the cup a sign and a symbol of blood that would be shed. This is my blood, he said. It is shed for you. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. So let us pray. We do not find you, God, in temples made with hands. Though we are used to gathering in our church buildings, it is not that building that establishes your presence with us. Not the beauty of architecture and design, but love in the human heart, shared through a smiling face, a compassionate word, the joy of song and the power of prayer. However and wherever your people gather, you are there. Wherever we go, wherever we stay, you are with us. You speak in our voices. You act in our love for our neighbours and friends and family members. So now, as we come towards Christmas, let us greet you again. In the innocence of childhood, and send us into your world to reveal your power through the childlike innocence which you call us to share with your incarnate, crucified, and resurrected Christ. And Lord, at this time, give us a spirit of creativity to know how to share and how to be your people. And give us peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reading, which Stuart Chandler will read to us, is from the Gospel according to John, where he wrestles with the question of a baby, yes, but who is this baby? This is the birth that of the one that has always been and always will be, the eternal, comes in flesh.
Before the world was created, the Word already existed. He was with God, and he was the same as God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The Word was the source of life, and this life brought light to mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell people about the light so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all mankind. The world was in the world, and the Word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him, so he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The Word became a human being and, full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son.
Going to say this twice, first thing, I apologize, I forgot to say this afternoon 3 o'clock is Messy Christmas, but let's take our collective roofs off and sing O Come All Ye Faithful.
It's a carol service, of course. O Come All Ye Faithful, we join to sing.
So go in peace. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. And the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us and those who we love wherever they are. Thanks be to God. Amen.